I'm excited. I've been on both ends for the last several years, either in Kodiak or up north. And today I get to go to see the whole thing.
Harmon has been visiting Alaska and Kodiak for years, but this is the first time he's escorted the fish across the state, around 14,000 pounds of it. The crew keeps the plane on the colder side for the flight to Kotzebue. That's because it's full of pallets stacked with frozen halibut, which Harmon says comes in two forms, headed and gutted or steaks.
One of the most efficient ways that we can protect those fish is after we've cleaned them and steaked them, we dip them in water and blast freeze them. That puts a glaze around the fish. They call it glazing them. And glazing them protects the meat from the atmosphere.
A group of volunteers from the Manilik Association are waiting in Kotzebue when the plane lands. The Coast Guard crew unloads the fish. Volunteers are there to help sort the boxes and deliver them to the different villages.
You can take a couple of those and we'll do steaks.
Okay. Bernice Foster is one of the volunteers today. She was born and raised in Kotzebue, and it's her third year helping out. She says the halibut goes to elders.
It helps fill their freezers, and then, you know, it's kind of a tradition here where the people do give the elders fish from out in the ocean. They'll deliver to homes, and they enjoy that.
She says people are also happy to get a different kind of fish to supplement their diets, as halibut is not commonly fished in the area, unlike chum salmon or sheefish. From Kotzebue, the fish are headed out to all the villages in the Manilik region. For Harmon and the rest of the halibut, the next stop is Nome, where the vice president of community services for the regional nonprofit corporation Kowarik is waiting. Carol Piscoya says this year, the fish are going to six villages instead of four.
Diomede, Wales, Savunga, Stebbins, St. Michael, and Koyuk.
The need arose last year due to retreating sea ice, which reduced walrus and seal harvest. And Piscoya says this year, the ice conditions are a little better, but still not great.
They're still talking about the lack of ice to supplement their walrus and seal hunting. We see it as something that's going to always might be an issue, the lack of sea ice for hunting.
Piscoya says while the area has some commercial fishing, that catch goes out the door for sale. She says the Kowarik Board, which is made up of members from the tribes of the region, developed a resolution a few years ago opposing bycatch.
Because of all the fish that we're losing, coming up from here by the commercial fisheries. So because of that, we're kind of hesitant to accept, which this is called bycatch fisheries. And last year there was a great need because their folks in the villages didn't have the food in the freezers to supplement and to get through the winter. So Coast Guard came up with this and Jim came up with this, and they were willing to take it.
She says they left it up to the communities to decide.
It's really, really, really been helpful. We appreciate it. The people appreciate it. The people want it. But, you know, it's definitely an issue.
Harmon says processors are trying their best to minimize bycatch. But when fishermen do pull in the unavoidable, it's better to direct it to a good cause rather than discard it. He says the program owes a lot to the various partners involved, from the Coast Guard to the volunteers who show up to sort and deliver the packages. I'm Kayla Darroche.